I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the work that Haroon Toksis did. And so I'm going to talk about two different types of chemistry and their efficacy on control of black root rot, additive effects that you might get from treating seed with both of these, and then different ways of assessing black root rot. And we need to keep in mind that when we're dealing with seedling diseases, one pathogen isn't in a vacuum. There's many pathogens acting on the same seedling oftentimes. So black root rot is caused by Thalaviopsis basicula. It really doesn't cause much stand loss. It causes a cortical root rot in general. And as you can say, it delays root development, so you have fewer laterals, you have less above ground growth and development, and in a cool season this can delay the crop in terms of its development. So it is an early season pathogen. It is favored by cool, wet soils. You see less of it as the soil's warm, and part of that is as the root develops, it sloughs off that cortical tissue, and essentially it's curing itself in many ways. And it, as I said, it's rarely associated with stand losses, but that does not mean it's not an important seedling disease. In terms of control, rotation hasn't been an option for many of our cotton growers. It'll be interesting to see in the next couple years as some of this cotton ground goes into soybean and other crops exactly what impact it has on black root rot when they go back into cotton. We don't have resistant cultivars in the cultivars we're using in Gossypium hirsutum. And so the question has always been is how much control are we getting from the use of seed treatment fungicides? We know that sterile inhibiting fungicides have some activity. There's really been a question at the rates being used, is it giving us black root rot control or not? At the rates being used, it's primarily being targeted against Rhizoctonia solani, which does cause a lot of stand loss. And we also need to keep in mind that it does interact with nematodes, so damage is more important in terms of the crop when nematodes are there. And this isn't a plot here. This is actually an area that's being affected, in this case, I think, by the root knot nematode and Thalaviopsis basicula, where we get tremendous stunting even 8 to 10 weeks out after planting. And if you look at that root system, you'll see a dramatic decrease in the root system, and oftentimes the tap root is missing as the activity of both pathogens and dramatic stunting. And so I'll address that as well in terms of the seed treatment chemistries. It is a worldwide problem. This is in Australia where you can see severe stunting and black root rot symptoms. And one of the things that they've done, and Anwar Mondal utilized Bion, so a different type of chemistry for control of black root rot, showing that its use as a seed treatment was effective. This is some results of Stephen Allen reporting last year at the World Cotton Meeting in Lubbock, and you see this is percent reduction in disease severity over a number of different fields, and what you see is that as black root rot increases, the level of reduction in disease severity decreases. But you can see over a range of disease severities, we're getting control with Bion, suggesting that it may be part of what we need to be doing in terms of our seed treatment chemistries here in the United States. Why would, and Bion is something that induces host plant resistance, so it is a physiological process by the plant. Why might it affect a seedling disease? With Pythium and Rhizoctonia, we often get infection within the first 24 to 48 hours, so Bion probably wouldn't be a good product for those. But as you'll see from a couple of field studies here, that with Thalaviopsis basicula, unlike the other ones, it really is never isolated from the seedlings for about 7 days or more. And you see that the isolation frequency, the number of plants that have it, increases dramatically starting at 7 days through the first 4 weeks. Similar situation here where by 21 days we get about 100% incidence, but by 7 days it's only about 20 to 30% of the plants that are affected. So Thalaviopsis vesicula, one of the things we have available to us are good selective medias. So you see down in the right-hand corner, soil population assays. This study primarily used this media to look at the amount of tissue that had Thalaviopsis vesicula associated with it. And part of the problem, even though we can show you classic black root rot symptoms with any seedling, there's other types of discoloration there. You're unsure whether that's Pythium or that whether that might be early stages of black root rot. By plating those seedlings, you can actually look at the proportion of the root system that has Thalaviopsis associated with it. And so I will be showing colonization data as well as isolation data in terms of the efficacy of these products. So this is a artificially infested soil, so we only have Thalaviopsis vesicula in the soil, and this is looking at these two different chemistries. So the sterile sterile product is myclobutanil, which is the stain. Acetbenzyl RS methyl is the bion product. You can see that both of them are effective at reducing root discoloration, the development of the lesion up above the root system, and you see colonization then as well shows a similar significant reduction as well as isolation. And what you see in this case, that myclobutanil tends to be a little better than bion or acetbenzyl RS methyl. And when both, we didn't get an additive effect in this study. And this is in the greenhouse, growth chamber. When we went to the greenhouse, we tried to get a little more light there, thinking that maybe inducing plant resistance was, light would be important. You see again with root discoloration, myclobutanil was a little better than acetbenzyl RS methyl, although it was effective at reducing root discoloration. But if you look over at colonization, and this is the amount of root tissue that had Thalaviopsis growing out of the tissue, you see that both acetbenzyl RS methyl and myclobutanil are effective, and then you start seeing an additive effect. So by having two different chemistries on that seed, we are increasing the control of black root rot. These are busy slides. The letters are up there for significant difference. So I'm going to summarize this as orthogonal contrast. So when I talk about myclobutanil controlling it, it would be any product that contained myclobutanil versus the comparable control. One thing I would like to point out, the seed treatment base is Dynasty, Metalaxyl, and Maxim. So you see those seed treatment chemistries don't give any efficacy against black root rot control. And just summarizing the orthogonal contrast here then, myclobutanil did significantly reduce root discoloration compared to the comparable controls, hypocotyl discoloration, and colonization. And the next slide, this is that same experiment, but the treatments that contain the nematode as well. One of the things you'll notice is colonization by Thalaviopsis went up from around 50 to 60% to now about 80% of the roots are colonized. So the presence of the nematode is increasing black root rot. Things to know from the treatment effects or the orthogonal contrast, abamectin was effective in reducing galling. And in this case, discoloration and hypocotyl discoloration were reduced both by acetbenzyl RS methyl or myclobutanil. Colonization was reduced only by acetbenzyl RS methyl. And this was a higher population of Thalaviopsis here. So both these chemistries are effective. Now these are naturally infested soils, so we have the other pathogens in the soil associated with this. This actually had reniform as well as the seedling disease pathogens in it. Things you'll notice here is myclobutanil was effective in reducing disease. And the thing, if you look over at colonization again, you get this additive effect in colonization with the myclobutanil and the acetbenzyl RS methyl. So it's giving more control in terms of colonization, which allows us to separate out the black root rot effects from the other seedling disease root discolorating pathogens. As we move up to moderate levels of populations, you see now that 100% of the seedlings have the pathogen associated with it. Again, you see, at least numerically, our best treatments are the ones with mycobutanil and acetabenzyl RS methyl. And then at much higher populations, you're seeing similar trends. So all the products containing mycobutanil or acetabenzyl RS methyl, or both of them, are reducing disease compared to the base seed treatment. And we can see this no matter whether we're doing hypocotyl discoloration, root discoloration, or colonization. So in conclusion, mycobutanil was effective in reducing black root rot. That 21 rate is the standard seed treatment rate that is used for rhizoctonia control. So even at the rates that we're using the seed treatment chemistries, and Baytan would have similar efficacy as mycobutanil. And when we look at reductions in black root rot, it was reductions of 47 to 77%. You see that in some of those studies, if you looked at it, you'd find that the higher rates of mycobutanil are more effective than the standard seed treatment rates. If we look at acetabenzyl RS methyl, it was effective in reducing black root rot. We didn't find any rate effect for this chemistry. If we look at percent disease reduction, at 60 propagules per gram of soil, we had a range of disease reduction of 39 to 64%. When we get up to 100 chlamydospores per gram of soil, percent reductions were 12 to 38%. So it's similar to the amount of reductions in black root rot we've seen from reports in Australia. We did find an additive effect. There have been a few situations where acetabenzyl R along with fungicides have given additive effects. Most of these are with foliar diseases, but Phytophthora on peppers, they have shown additive effects with the use of Bion along with Pythium inhibiting compounds. And then root colonization was very effective when you get into naturally infested soils, of separating out what the black root rot effects are and the efficacy of products versus the other seedling disease pathogens in the complex. Okay, and in this study, abamectin did improve control with the root knot nematode, and we think this may be important, that first 1 to 2 weeks control in terms of its interaction with some of these seedling disease pathogens. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Any questions?
Do you know that standard rate that you're talking about, would that be the equivalent of the 1 3/4 ounces? You used the sustained 40s, which you used.
Right, it would be the standard rate that Delta Pineland's using for their seed treatment.
It's probably what, 0.84 grams or 0.84 ounces?
I would have that in my notes. I don't know it off the top of my head. By the time
The
point is they're using it at the low rate, and it's true with Baytan. At the seed treatment rate, you get good reductions in black root rot colonization, even though you still have black root rot, and the importance of reducing colonization is you're never killing that seedling. It's just a matter of how much vigor it's going to have when temperatures get favorable for production of new laterals and developing new nodes. And so a reduction of 60% in colonization is important in terms of the vigor of that seedling.
And we finally did get a rate increase this year.
Okay.
You can go up to 3 times where we were.
Okay.